Now we're going to consider the integral we are interested in for the transcendent norm problem. So the integral of z norm minus gamma square and w norm, integration of that. Now we're going to add a term of a derivative of x transpose x infinity x. The reason is that, well, we know that the state x, little x, at time infinity is equal to 0, and x at time equal to 0 is also 0, so actually we are adding just a 0 term, but this will make our manipulation calculation much easier. So now we're going to take a derivative before the integration. So take a derivative, we get x dot transpose x infinity x, and plus x transpose x infinity x dot. Then we take the dynamic equation in. Remember, x dot equal to ax plus b1w plus db2u. And also we take the equation of z in, z equal to c1x plus d12u. And now we're going to multiply every terms out, then collecting terms. And then note that we assume that the d1 to c1 is orthogonal. Then we end up with the integral is equal to the c1x square and u square and minus gamma square w square and plus 2 times of x infinity x and so on. Okay. And we're going to collect in terms, all those terms with x transpose x, put in one place, and all the w's and u terms in another place. And now we're going to plug it in the x infinity Ricard equation, because we assume that the x infinity Ricard equation has a stabilizing solution. So plug that equation in for the first term, and then we're going to complete square. Okay, complete square. We end up with that the integral, or the 2 norm of z square minus gamma square w 2 norm is actually equal to u plus b2 transpose x infinity little x norm, 2 norm, and minus square gamma square w minus dub gamma minus 2 b1 transpose x infinity x 2 norm. Now, so what we have done is we have reduced the original problem to a new problem where we want to minimize we'll find a control also minimize this cost function. And obviously you can see that if you want to make this integral less than zero, if the state is available, then obviously the best thing you can do is u set equal to minus b2 transpose x infinity little x. And we're going to see that if using a transformation, we can convert this problem to a much simpler estimation problem.